got what you need. You got what I want. 흐름은 매롱 벗고 샤브는 나한테 작은 모습이 흥목목을 나 바디나디나
Sa'yo lang ako payag magbabad. Puro tawa lang at kwentuhan. Masarap talaga pag walang cellphone. Lalayo tayo sa city. Bakasyon para hangin ni malinis. Kahit di man madalas at least di na para maganap ng peace. Ito na, alam ko namang umayga na di na panay. Silang may nasasabi negatibo. Ako naman ay sanay na sanay na namay. Tao talaga masyadong sensitibo. Panahon ngayon ay iba na. Kasi masama na maging masaya. Kaya tayo na ang mag-adjust. Walang ibang kailangan, just us.
Cause I got what you need. You got what I want.
Sa Tinig Pinoy. Kamusta po kayo mga kababayan? At kamusta po ang inyong mga pananghalian? Ito po si Cookie at muli na naman po tayong nagtatanghal dito sa Tinig Pinoy on Planet FM 104.6. Happy New Year once again. And of course, I'm so excited for my second show for the 2026. O, oh, diba? Marami akong mga awitin na ihinanda po para sa inyo. At kung napansin niyo po yung aking isa pang awitin na bago ako nag-break, ay isang pamas kong awitin pa rin. Bakit kanyo? Eh kasi naman po, bukas po yung last day na pwede akong magsabi ng happy or Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year sa inyo. Kasi naman, diba, para po sa ating mga Katoliko ay medyo may panahon po na sinasabing Christmas season. So yung Christmas season po usually natatapos a week after the Epiphany, which happened last week po yung Epiphany. And this coming Sunday na celebration din po sa ating St. Benedict's Church ng Nazareno o ng Black Nazarene. Yung feast po kasi nangyari na po sa Pilipinas noong Anuebe. Pero, you know, the actual celebration po para po sa atin dito, syempre medyo delayed tayo, wala po tayong mga translation dito, pero meron naman po tayong Feast of the Black Nazarene celebrations na mangyayari po bukas, which happens to be the I think ano po eh, bukas din po yung baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ, diba? So yung pong Christmas na season nga sabi nila ay natatapos po bali ang after nung Epiphany, and then after nung Epiphany nga is the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord. Kaya marami po tayong celebration tomorrow, and of course marami hong exciting na mangyayari for the year 2026, lalong-lalo na po ngayong Enero. Meron po tayong nag-umpisa na po kahapon yung ating sinulog Novena Mass, which started day 1 yesterday at St. Benedict's. Tuloy-tuloy po ang ating novena until the 17th, kasi yung 18th po yung feast na gaganapin naman po dun sa event. Find a stadium that's in Argus Place. I'll tell you more about that later on. Pero tomorrow, tonight, meron pa rin po nung novena na gaganapin po around 7:30, kasi po meron pong misa muna sa St. Benedict's for the parish vigil mass. So 7:30 pong start ng ating novena, and then the mass will follow thereafter. Ngayon, ano ba ang mangyayari? Well, I have a very good reason to be excited today. Not only because meron po akong mga hinandang magagandang awitin, syempre meron din po tayong hindi ko po talaga pinili, pero talagang na-invite po natin dito sa ating programa. But later on, we'll catch up with him. Ayoko muna pong sabihin ang name niya, at ayoko muna pong i-end. Ayoko muna po rin pigay sa inyo ng bonggam-bongga kung ano po ang ano niya, background niya. But we'll all be surprised for our guest this afternoon. And syempre, hanggang 2 p.m. pa naman po tayo, marami pa po akong may bibigay sa inyo mga danceable tunes, mga favorite nating mga awitin, at syempre marami pa rin po akong mga impart sa inyo ng mga information para sa mga exciting na mangyayari at mga gaganap dito po sa January. And alam niyo po, halos ano na po ano na ngayon, ajis. Ganyan po kabilis ang panahon. Maya-maya, yan na naman. Darating na po ang Valentine's. And then, walang-wala namang kaabog-abog. Andiyan na po ang Ash Wednesday. Tapos, andiyan na rin po ang ating Holy Week. Diba? Sunod-sunod na po yan. At tuloy-tuloy po talaga ang magandang Year of the Horse. The Fire Horse. Actually, the Fire Horse. And marami po din akong share sa inyo namang information para naman po dun sa exciting na event para sa 31 ng Enero na we look forward to yung pong ordination po ng ating Reverend Ryan C. Yeah, isang Pilipinong pari na naman po ang mag-oordinahan po dito sa Auckland. So we're so excited for him, to Reverend Ryan, who was actually yesterday assisting with Father Gilbert Ramos and Father Richard Cortez during the sinulog first day of the Novena Mass. And alam ko marami ho kayong mga paboritong awitin na gustong marinig this afternoon, kaya po naka-ready po ako dyan. And sana po wag po kayong alis dahil hanggang 2 PM pa tayo magsasama. And like I promised, there will be danceable tunes, meron po mga some bits of information. I'll try to probably have a little news, but meron po kasi nga akong interview, so baka po I'll just, you know, I'll just miss that. Or who knows, we'll just do whatever we have this afternoon. Everything goes po dito sa anything, and everything goes dito po sa Tinig Pinoy. So dyan lang po kayo, and I'll be here playing all the very good music, mga paborito yung awitin from Ben and Ben, from Paru Paru, from Beanie, from TJ, from SB19. So dyan lang po kayo. Eto sa munang awitin from, this is Ben and Ben, and they featured SB19 with a song called Kapangyarihan. Pakinggan po natin dito lang po sa Tinig Pinoy on Planet FM 104.6. This is Kapangyarihan para po sa inyo.
Naman kami nagkulang sa aming pag-uwa. Di ka namin isusuka kung hindi ka pa nagsisilbi ka na ba?
Babalik, ang mga tala, ang mga tala, sa mga and so tight. Gabitin, kahit di gamitin ang mabulaklak kong mga salita. Oh, hi. Alika-lika dito, dito. Alam ko naman ang iyong gusto. Kahit di na natin pag-usapan pa, bilisan na baka matuloyan pa. Kanina pa pinagigilan, kaya baka mamaya hindi ko mapigilan. Hey, sarap ko talaga titigilan. Kung kuha mo ako sa iyong mga tinginan. Kanina pa pinagigilan, pwede naman mamaya handa ka ng lapitan. Hey, sarap ko talaga titigilan. Kung kuha mo ako sa iyong mga tinginan. Pag-usapan pa, tayo lang ang kasama tumaganda. Hindi ko pinagtitigan, teka baka mamaya hindi ko mapigilan. Sarap ko pinagtitigan, kuha mo ako sa'yo mga tinginan. Hindi ko pinagtitigan, pero naman mamaya handa ka nang napitan. Sarap ko pinagtitigan, kuha mo ako sa'yo mga tinginan.
More than a mastermind. stress if I'm alone with you. Cause with you, boy, I'm going crazy. You could be my baby, I could be a lady. Oh, oh, oh. Tina mo tena kilije na bigayan. Si para bang si mo mapigayan. Matapo ko minto, kumagulo ang puso ko niyo. Your footprints in the sand, walking with you on this island, guided by the grip of your hand. I can feel you holding my world. I'm a bright light on my own. Shine the way by giving now.
Listening to Tinig Pinoy on Planet FM 104.6. Introducing your artist, Kyle Salmon, and his song, Good Days and Goodbyes. It's gonna be a good day. I already got a smile upon my face. It's gonna be a good day. All my fears and doubts run away. All these thoughts won't leave me there alone. Keeping to myself is all I ever known. Answering questions all on my own. All my notions writing on my phone. Always felt so little and always felt it's a lot. Always just thought I'm never quite enough. So dream big dreams and make it to the top. I just wanna be a superstar. Who would've thought? All my fears and doubts. It's gonna be a good day. I already got a smile upon my face. No, I just want to share. If you feel like you're so little and that your opinion means nothing, I was that kid too. But I just need to remind you to use that voice and don't ever ignore it. Use your voice and every feeling good. Express yourself and know you find a word. If you want it, then you gotta show it. Saying goodbye to all the haters. Waving to the top and telling them see you later. Paving my own path and making my own way. Grinning ear to ear, sing with me and just say, good day. Man, make sure you tell your mom you love her. I mean, think about it. She carried in you in her stomach for 9 months, then outside for how many countless more? I love you, mom.
Saturday
only on 104.6 Planet FM. And welcome back dito po sa Tinig Pinoy. Kung kayo po'y kakatunin lang, well, you missed a lot of good music. But, of course, nandito naman po, balik tayo para po sa pagpapatuloy po ng ating pagtatanghal dito po sa Tinig Pinoy on Planet FM 104.6. And as promised, meron po tayong guest para sa hapon na ito. I'm so happy to have this person in front of me kasi po kanina I cannot say na talagang pupunta siya, but now nakita ko na po talaga nandito na siya. So I can introduce to you my guest for this afternoon. He's a Filipino choreographer, he's a dance artist, and with roots in Isabela, Philippines. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome the program, Ray Santiago. Hello, Ray. How are you doing, mate?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me in this interview.
Amazing.
So, do you know any other dialect?
I am Tagalog for sure, and my parents are also Ilocano, so from time to time I would speak, my parents would speak Ilocano to me, I would try to speak Ilocano as well.
Do you know how to greet in Ilocano?
No.
Just to be very, very blunt. But yeah.
Well, you should have at least learned that from your mom and dad, eh?
They do, but my household is very, what do you call it? Like, informal at times. It's family type of thing where it's like, oh, yeah, my mom knows how to greet me. I know how to greet my mom in that way, and it's kind of like a shared language that we have and stuff. Yeah.
And I heard about your name, Ray Santiago. I thought you were that Ray Santiago artist from Meet the Fockers.
Oh, I will say this very, very transparent. I did kind of search myself from time to time, and it would always pop up as Ray Santiago from Meet the Fockers. So, I do get that a lot, but yeah, very different.
So, I was really, surprised. I said, oh, just a Filipino, it's Ray Santiago. Maybe they're related also to the Santiago brothers, Ray, Mart, and Randy.
Yeah, different.
You have no relations.
No relation that I know of. I might need to talk to my dad about that if we have any relations with them.
Yeah.
But
no. Okay, anyway, who is Ray Santiago? The one in front of me, who is Ray Santiago?
So, the Ray Santiago that is in front of you is as you said earlier, a Filipino-Kiwi dance artist born in Isabela, Philippines, and migrated here in New Zealand in 2008, where I was 9 years old. In terms of how I kind of grew up, I spent, 9 years in the Philippines, still growing up, still trying to figure out and make sense of what the world is. And then, as a family, with my family, we decided to then move to Aotearoa, which is where we are now. And yeah, I think mainly what my education is and what it mainly comprised of is now being, being educated here in New Zealand as opposed to having, or still having some, and having some memories of being educated in the Philippines.
So how old were you when you arrived here?
I was 9 years old.
Nine?
Yes. Yeah.
And what can you recall about the Philippines?
I recall that our education system in the Philippines is very strict. it is rooted in quite a bit of Eastern values, which I recognize and I see now that I am here in the other side of the world and have learned more about many things as an adult. I still recall mainly just family and spending a lot of time with my family. We would go out, or we would go to our grandfather and grandmother's places back in Quirino, Isabela, and we would hold family dinners, hold a lot of weddings, because Filipinos just have a lot of people that we know of, and so I would just remember karaoke blasting through our events. A lot of our extended families and relatives that we know of or know of this person, and we just happen to host them. And yeah.
What's your favorite food, Filipino food?
My favorite Filipino food would definitely have to be adobo.
That's what I thought.
Yes, pork adobo.
Everybody loves adobo.
But yeah. But in saying that, like, I also love Senegal and pancit. My mother makes the most amazing pancit. Shout out to Mom, I know you're listening to this.
So how long have you been a dancer choreographer?
I've been a dancer, well, it's actually quite, that's quite like a mind opening thing for me. To tell you the truth, I was very fond of dancing when, you know, as I mentioned earlier, those weddings, those social gatherings that took place back in Quirino Isabela, or when we do have it back home in the Philippines, I would just see people having this kind of joy in their faces and their bodies when they dance. And so I think subconsciously that was my kind of like initial response to dance. And so I think that was about when I was 7 or 8, I had that kind of like, oh, dance looks cool, dance looks really nice. And fast forward, coming here to New Zealand, it was only more prominent when it was actually in high school, when I was taking dance as a subject in high school. And my teacher back then, shout out to Aroha Rakanui. I don't know if you're going to be listening to this, but I'm here. My dance teacher back then saw potential in me. And so she recommended me to actually take some classes here and there in Auckland, but also there was more of an emphasis to me doing a 3-year degree, a 3-year dance course in UNITEC, under the umbrella of the UNITEC Performing Arts Dance program. And so from after leaving high school, that became like the more apparent thing to me, that that's where I saw myself doing more, just dancing, training, many things. And so, yeah, in that dance degree, I knew a lot of things just made sense. A lot of things didn't make sense. I'm still trying to learn some of those things as well in this current time that we are in. But also at the same time, it gave me like a community. It gave me like a connections to go out of and call upon or connect with when I do need it.
So how do you become a good dancer?
I would say becoming a good dancer does require you to have grit. It does require you to have a different kind of mentality than anyone else, because dancing requires for you dancing does require a lot from you. It requires your brain to know steps. It requires for your body to, you know, be physically fit so you can actually do those same steps. And it also requires for a different kind, for like a very, not even specific, but a type of image that you have to become a good dancer.
And how often do you have to practice?
For me, I practice pretty much on a daily basis. I do my own labs, that I call it a lab, which that's kind of my main kind of way of doing a dance practice. I lab for myself from time to time, but also from time to time I would call upon my mates and my friends that are just keen to have a jam with me, and we would book out a studio or even like dance on the street, dance wherever. You can actually just dance wherever and wherever you want. It's, that's the thing about dance as well. It's like, it's a social gathering. It's a social aspect. You can literally just do it anywhere.
So when did you start choreography?
Also during uni. That's when, yeah, during my 3 years in UNITEC, that's when that institution taught me how to choreograph and how to move using bodies in space, or move many, you know, to pretty much choreograph or structure how you how bodies are in a space. And yeah, I think it's an ongoing thing. It's an ongoing process to be a choreographer now in this current climate that we have.
Is it fun? Is it hard?
It's hard if you put too much thought into it, but it gets easier the more that it feels easy for you, if you know what I mean. I oftentimes, when I'm choreographing something, it's hard because there's so many things to think about, there's so many factors to think about, there's so many layers to also think about. But when there are often times when dancing or even choreographing can be just so easy, that's when I find most joy in. And it also helps that I have really cool dance friends that I can bounce off of, and also awesome that I have spaces like Mixit as well, which Mixit is not particularly a dance space, but it's more of a performing arts space that I can also delve into.
So yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about Mixit?
So Mixit is a Mixit is as named, it's Mixit Charitable Trust. It uses creativity to drive and empower youth. These days, our tagline is creating communities of connected youth using art as a driver for it. We mainly house performing arts, so dance, drama, spoken word poetry, music here and there as well.
It's a
non-for-profit organization.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where is it based?
It's based in Newlyn currently. We have this really nice office just in Portage Road, up in Newlyn. And yeah, we hold a lot of our meetings there, a whole lot of some of our creative processes there. But we also book in studios, Auckland Academy of Dance, which is also near Mixit as well.
Do you have, like, going back to your dancing or choreography?
Yeah.
Do you have, like, Filipino influences or international?
I would say, yeah, I do, and that's mainly how I think I've been brought up, by those many influences, mainly Filipino, some Filipino, some not really, but notably for me, someone that I can think of off the top of my head is just Keone and Mari Madrid. I think they have an influence on how I would think about things and how I would move as well, because I remember this being in high school, seeing a lot of their stuff online and how they would choreograph and how they would leave a lasting impression on the audience. And so, ooh, I was like, I want to do similar things like that. I want to do stuff like that. But, yeah.
Is there a special, or do you have a favorite dance move, or a kind of dance? Because dancing is like a song, isn't it? You have different genres.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what's your flair? What's your favorite?
Me, it's such a journey, that question. Because, yes, I started off dabbling in hip-hop, and then now, and doing the dance degree that I had, I was engaged in contemporary dance. So, and now after graduating, I became more obsessed with crump, which is another street dance style. I became obsessed with house, which is a funk style. It's a club style of dancing. And so, I would say, in terms of the genres or the styles that I am currently engaged in, I would definitely say it's those four. It's hip hop, it's contemporary, it's crump, it's house. But in the sense, it's not that. It's just I'm very engaged in dance itself.
So how do these dances get their names? Like, for example, hip hop or crump. That's the first time I heard that.
Very, very different. I've had mates who get their names or be known, have their names to be known when they're doing battles, for example. Yeah, like many battles that are happening in events that are happening around either Auckland or worldwide. Same thing with Crump.
You mean like a dance-off?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Like a dance-off. Yeah. Yeah, a dance-off pretty much. And there's like, sometimes there are judges involved, sometimes it's just the crowd that's involved that, you know, judges who wins or who loses. Another time is, another thing that you can, that also would make sense for that is when you would kind of say, or in how I was trained in Unitech, you can just outright, if you know people, if you know connections, you can just make work, like creative work that you put in theaters, creative work that you put in site-specific. Site-specific is mainly, like, for example, if you go to a park and you make dance there and people just see the dance, that's pretty much a site-specific work, which I was also involved in heavily with Mixit as well. Another thing is, yeah, I think off the top of my head, those are the two things that you can kind of do to make your name, quote-unquote, be heard. Also, taking dance classes, people just look at you and just say, oh, he's a really cool dancer, they're a really cool dancer, she's a really cool dancer. And then, like, the teacher would then recognize you and say, oh, would you come, would you want to come and just dance for me, or dance, you know, lab, or choreograph something with me, and I have this thing I'm working on, and would you be able to dance in it first? You know.
So let's go to the show. Hope standing on the edge,
yes,
eyeing up on future. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us more about this show coming up for you?
So this particular show that's coming up, it's always a highlight. this kind of like summer project. That always happens in Mixit, where this particular project is actually a 2-week long process for the participants themselves. That's you start off with nothing to work off of. You start a show from scratch. But in saying that, you have directors, our choreographers, you know, our people there that house and hold it, to be able to relay information to our participants, to have like to make kind of like a theater and choreographic devising tasks, which means that they're for example, my role as a choreographer, I'm there to make sure that everyone's voices are heard, and make sure that every single mixer, we call them, every single mixer has a moment in that particular show, so no one is left out. It's very inclusive, and everyone actually has a chance to shine. And talking about that as well, it is within a span of 2 weeks, and that last weekend is when we put out the show.
So what is the title all about? Standing on the edge.
Hope, standing on the edge, eyeing up on the future. That is actually a working title we've thought up somewhere halfway through the year last year. We actually started this process, quote unquote, at the fourth term, last year, at around the fourth term, the last term of the year, and this title arose from a much longer title, which I actually forgot what it was. But hope in itself, that ties in with what we want to kind of show and what we want to portray for this particular time, because right now we're just stuck on like a turmoil. Right now, the current climate that we have, where everything's quite unsure, there's also AI taking over, there's heaps of, you know, many futuristic things that are happening. But how we kind of like made sure that this particular title matches with what we're going to do with the show is that we're not doing it in a sense of like, oh, what will you be in like the very, very future where it's like robots are walking and roaming around the earth or there's sci-fi fantasy happening in our very eyes. We kind of had to, we wanted to strip it back a little bit more to what will you be doing or what will you be in 2050.
So what can the audience expect from the show?
The audience can expect a lot of authenticity from the mixes themselves, a lot of stories from the mixers themselves. I think I wouldn't call it just stories like from the past, but it's more the things that the mixers want to do, looking up into the future and their aspirations, their goals, their dreams. And so there's a lot of hope there's a hope for that, and that's what makes it that driver, that authenticity to come alive, is that we're wanting to make this show because we want the youth in this space to be able to look forward to something, and I hope that the audience that watch it will feel many things and feel the heart that goes with the show as well. But yeah,
that's really good. I have a lot of other questions I'd like to ask you, but for now I'd like to play some ads
for sure,
and then when we are back we'll continue on with our interview. But just because I mentioned to you earlier that we have to make our sponsors happy.
Of course.
Sa muna pong patalastas.
For hassle-free travels, there's one name you can count on: Planet Earth Travel. With over 27 years experience in giving an award-winning personalized service, Planet Earth Travel is always ready to help you with all your travel needs. For instant quote and availability, just visit their website at www.planettravel.co.nz or call them at 0800 11 11 31 or 09-377-1933 during office hours. Visit and like their Facebook page, Planet Earth Travel.
Ibang Tinig Pinoy.
May balitang Pinoy,
Showbiz Chica at Music Biz pa.
So join na kayo sa Tinig Pinoy 104.6 Planet FM.
Oh,
And of course, that's Tingin. And titingin po tayo muli sa ating kinakapanayam dito po sa ating studio. So I would like to go back to Ray. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm awesome, as always.
Again. And, yeah, we've just been chatting and just trying to learn more about each other. So, Ray, we were talking about this Hope Standing on the Edge, your show coming up this January. So, can you tell me what is or why do people need to hope or dream?
Wow, very deep question there. I think people need to hope and dream in order for them to feel like they're looking forward to something, which then ties back to that idea of, you know, finding what your purpose is here in this life that we live in. For me, mainly, when I think of this particular hope or this particular word or this particular word itself, it has this thing of, it leaves an impression for me where hope is one way in which I can still be able to keep on going with a whole lot of stuff that I'm also doing in my life. Like, whenever I see the word hope or whenever I act upon hope, that's when I'm also, I can say that, yeah, I can keep going. I think I can have that grit, that drive, that motivation, as well as, you know, consistency to keep things going and to be able to live that specific dream that I've put myself into.
So you mentioned this thing about the world we live in right now.
Mm-hmm.
So is there real hope for people your age these days?
I think there definitely is. It's just really figuring out or even, figuring out your village, figuring out the communities that you're part in, where you feel safe, where you feel loved, you feel appreciated, and also figuring out those spaces that you can go to, that you can level up or feel, you know, like you're developing or... trying to struggle for the right words for it. Something to strive for. So, with me, that space notably is makes it, but also it can also be a space where it's like, you know, as well. Like for me, another space I can say is like the dance space itself, like the dance kind of, I would say, industry here in New Zealand, or just dancing in general. I want to also have that kind of longevity with this career that I have, because it just really speaks for me, and it speaks my truth, and it speaks to how I would see myself in the future as well. So
we were chatting earlier. Mm-hmm. You have two siblings, and I was telling you about my three boys. Can you just share with me... Mm-hmm. Boys your age these days, what are your main concerns in life?
Oh my goodness. I am 26, so I'm a little bit more stepping off from the young adult phase and now kind of gearing more towards being an adult, but I definitely think for men my age, we're now more concerned about that kind of stability. You know, I think a whole lot of, especially from my friends in my age, I've got many mates right now who have, who own houses, who have families, who have, you know, mortgage, a whole lot of things to worry about, insurance, the bills, many things. And so, that kind of idea that, people in my age are, you know, we're adults now, and the reality is that we have to not necessarily conform, but we have to do these things to just live. And I don't mean that in a sense as like it's survival, but it's more on the fact that we, you know, we're grown ups now, and it's growing out of the things that don't serve us, or it's growing out of the things that just doesn't make sense for us in this time, in this age.
And there's, and that's where hope standing in the edge comes in.
Yeah, that's where it stands as well. Like, in terms of hope as well here, it's more as well of, you know, letting some things go for new things to come into. And so having hope that there will be new things looking out for you, or there's newer things or better things coming for you in the future. That's that idea of hope coming in, where it's like, it's really making you look forward to all those exciting things, maybe even hard things, but again, that's also like life in general.
So what's your big personal dream?
My big personal dream, oh my gosh, I have a lot
of dreams.
To
be popular dancer, choreographer?
In terms of popularity, I think I'm way past that. For me, my biggest dream is just to be able to, and it's still ongoing for me, it's just to be able to connect with many types of people and walking through many different lives, backgrounds, cultures, and just to be able to just keep dancing for as much as I can before I croak, to be very honest with you. And in saying that, like... it's that connection, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be just dance, it can be other things, but I want to be able to, like, you know, just say that I've made my village of people and I can trust on them to be able to do things for me, or I can also do things for them, and, you know, and be able to exchange and connect and just feel like I'm in service of something bigger than myself. Yeah.
So I know that we talked about the time earlier, and time is running so fast. So what message do you want to share to our listeners? Would you like to invite them for your show?
Of course. So I just want to leave, well, two things mainly. Hope, our show, Mix It Show, that it will be happening on the 24th of January and 25th of January. There's two shows happening in January. There's a 1 p.m. show and a 5 p.m. show. And then there's one show on the 25th of January, which is going to be at 5 p.m. Where it'll be at Pitt Street Theatre in 78 Pitt Street in Central City, Auckland, quite close to K Road. And for tickets, it's $10 to $30, pay what you can through the door, but you do have to get in contact with our team with Mix It so that you can actually get your reserved spot, because we have very limited seating for that particular theater, and you just have to get in there. You have to RSVP us, but yeah.
Thank you very much, Ray. It's such a pleasure having you here. Wish that I could still have you next time when you have other shows. We look forward to your other choreographed shows, and we're so proud of you.
Really
appreciate what you're doing, mate. So just keep going. And hopefully you'll have a real great turnout for the 24th and the 25th.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, Pitt Street, everyone, Pitt Street Theatre, that's at 78 Pitt Street in Auckland Central. Tickets will be available at the gates, and you will meet the fabulous dancer here, Ray. And of course, for me, I'd like to just play some more music for you before I say my goodbye. So let's just play one of my, kailangan nating i-play ito kasi mapapagalitan tayo ng ating mga sponsors pag hindi ko pinlay. So let's just have one of our patalastas muna. Okay.
2 p.m. Tinig Pinoy will bring you the latest news and information,
OPM hits, and all the ins and outs in the Filipino community.
Listen to your lively afternoon radio every Saturday.
It's all here on Planet FM 104.6.
Hey!
And yes, like I said, this is the last day, or tomorrow po is the last day. We could all just share our greetings. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thank you very much for being in our Tinig Pinoy program this afternoon. Thanks to Ray Santiago. And we'll see more of his shows sa mga billboards sometime later, mga kaibigan. So, supportahan po natin siya. And of course, tomorrow, like I said, meron po tayong misa dun po sa 1 St. Benedict Street. That's in Eden Terrace for our Filipino Mass sa St. Benedict's Church with Father Gilbert Ramos. And tonight, tuloy-tuloy pa po ang ating sinulog na Vina Mass that will start at 7:30 tonight po, but all the rest of the days to come will be 6:30 just because meron pong misa ngayon sa St. Benedict's, and so magsa-start po a bit later ang ating Novena Mass. So wag niyo pong kalimutan, ang Sinulog Fiesta would be at dun sa Event Find the Stadium. That would be on the 18th of January. So, wag po kayong mawawala. Siguraduhin nyo pong makisaya kayo doon sa Event Finder. That's going to be in Argus Place in Wairau Valley in the North Shore. I think that the event will start around about 9 dahil may mga procession pa po. And then we'll have the mass and of course the cultural dances. And ang pinaka-importante po, mga pagkain. Marami pong Filipino food, sigurado pong magtitinda po ang mga kababayan nating masasarapang tinda, mga barbecue, halo-halo, at kung ano-ano pang mga paborito, especially po mga adobo at mga siniga. So, paalam na po, and salamat pong muli sa inyong pakikisama dito po sa atin sa Tinig Pinoy, and I'd like to say belated happy birthday to Telina, and also to Miss Sharon Coneta, ng ating mga friends who had celebrated their birthdays, at yung mga nag-celebrate po ng mga anniversaries nila. Happy, happy anniversary na lang. And sa susunod na Saturday po, same time, same dial po dito ang ating Planet FM sa Planet FM 104.6 ang inyong Tinig Pinoy. So, ano bang pipiliin ko sa inyong mga siguro ito na lang po. From SB90, I'll play this song, Salamat. Salamat po sa inyong lahat. And salamat, Ray. Would you like to say your goodbyes? And shout out again to your parents.
Yes. Thank you for having me. It's been a really pleasure getting interviewed. And shout out to Mom and Dad. I know you guys are listening to this. But also, shout out to the Mixit team. I know you're also listening to this. And shout out to anyone that I may know or may not know. And I hope you take something from this. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ray. So, paalam na po. And this is Cookie saying goodbye. Thank you. God bless you all. I'm signing out. Paalam. Here is Salamat from SB19.
Ako'y nagpapasalamat sa lahat ng sumapay sa paglalakbay ko patungo sa aking pangarap. Lagi ko kayong tanaw sa paglipad. Di ko raw kaya lang mapapala, wala raw pag-asa. Huwag kang bibig ng matay, puro panggagaya. Pero salamat sa lahat ng naniwala. Naniwala, nawala, lahat ng pangamba. Nagsimula, magmula nung makasama ka. Di ko na kailangan pa ng iba. Kasi kami sikreto, ako atin natin lang. Sige! Alam mo ba, di makakaya nang wala ka. Yeah! Walang makakatumbas sa ating kahit ano pa manghalaga. Ako'y nagpapasalamat, hey! Sa lahat ng sumabay sa paglalakbay ko patungo sa aking pangarap, hey! Lagi ko kayong tanaw sa paglipa. Ako'y nagpapasalamat, hey! Sa mga naniwala sa aking abilidad, sa pagkapan ko ng banayad, hey! Tatanawin ko kayo sa aking paglipa. Salamat sa, salamat sa, salamat, thank you very much. Salamat sa, salamat sa, salamat, thank you very much.
Please lang huwag ka nang umalis lang, kasi lagi-lagi na kitang namimiss lang. Parang may nagbayad 1-2-3 hanggang peace lang. Dapat paramihin mo ng 6 yung 3 para unlimited.
Ang samahan ang hanggan, kahit pasukulan ang mga karanasan. Walang di kayang lagpasan, kahit pasan ako ay lagi mong pasan. Minsan may bardagulan, 10 siyang pagwalang, 18 mga kayamanan, yan ang dahilan.
ng matamis na karanasan. Kahit pa umulan ng kamalasan, di ko na namalayan kasi lagi ka na riyan, yeah. Ako'y nagpapasalamat sa lahat ng sumabay sa paglalakbay ko patungo sa aking pangarap. Lagi ko kayong tanaw sa paglipad. Ako'y nagpapasalamat sa mga naniwala sa aking abilidad. Sa pagkabang ko na binayad, tatanawin ko kayo sa aking paglipad. Salamat sa, salamat sa, salamat, thank you very much. Salamat sa, salamat sa, salamat, thank you very much. Palagi mamahogyan, di ka nagsasawa. SLM tinamuha mo ba ikaw yung ka? Palagi mamahogyan, di ka nagsasawa. SLM tinang sobra, mahal lima, mahal ka ng lima.
One platform, any website, unlimited creation. Describe your needs and goals, and AI will transform your tailored brief into a unique website that's ready to perform in minutes. Customize it. Shape your visitor's experience down to the finest detail. Monitor, measure, and manage all your website's activity from one place. Personalized, customized, Wix.
Sumusulya palagi sa iyong mga mata mo, kay kanta o binibini. O ang isang katulad mo ay di na dapat pa pakawalan. Alam mo bang pag naging tayo, hinding-hindi na kita Princesa. Umagat ng diwata, sana may pag-asa.